Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This talk. These days, my biggest concern is inflation.
About what matters the most.
I worry about unemployment.
Hear about it first.
A brand new Trump economic boom.
An opportunity economy.
Talk about it now.
The Sky gets it right.
Now. Right. Right.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Yeah. It's another day. Another awesome start. A fresh beginning even before the sun rises. Pump it up.
But what a bright moon.
Yes, indeed.
It's
a
huge
super moon. Yes. Yes, it was. Very nice this morning. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to our friends at Florence Recycling. One of your top stories, of course, more on the attempted assassination. Almost ridiculous to continue this dialogue after what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. What an embarrassment to the Secret Service. You would think automatically, I mean, they would go out of their way to say, we're not going to have any scrutiny whatsoever. We're going to double and triple coverage everything. But that's not the case. That's not the case. I get it. This wasn't on the list. There's listed and unlisted events that the president, or in this case, former President Trump, would be doing. Going golfing is not on the listed things, so it would require less coverage generally. But none of the regular rules should apply. They shouldn't apply to begin with when we're talking about not just a former president, but also one who is the leading candidate. Okay? So there should be double protection. Not, well, he's, you know, if it was the president, we'd have, you know, we could use dogs and infrared and drones. It's like, are you, who is keeping that decision from being made?
Right.
And they should be fired. I don't care if it's the interim guy. I don't care if they have to go through hundreds. Look, all of this, some of this started a long time ago. You probably, maybe you didn't hear, I had my cousin on the air when the first when they actually shot the president. Mm-hmm. I had him on the air and talking about his time and career with the Secret Service. And even then, and he didn't go into it, but I know the story because, you know, we grew up as cousins. And I know the story, and he got himself in trouble because he tried to explain to some people higher up that they're in a life and death business. And that this, you know, equal opportunity hiring practices is fine as long as the person is qualified. And he pointed out where there was a couple that were not qualified. Wasn't long after that one of those unqualified people became his boss.
Ooh,
and his career ended pretty shortly after that. And it goes into a longer story that sounds conspiratorial, but I can tell you it's the God's truth. And also came straight from his father, who is a trusted man that I'd known my whole life. He was a decorated Philadelphia police officer. Anyway, long story short, anytime you do this kind of diversity and this DEI and all that, you're going to run into problems. And, you know, you can hide some weak employees in different lines of work. That's much more difficult to do when it's something like the Secret Service. It's all hands on deck all the time. It's type A personalities, hard-charging people that go above and beyond getting the job done. Now, clearly, that's not the case or the way they're operating now and it hasn't been for some time. Why wouldn't you use the infrared stuff? That's a way to detect if there's a warm body.
Mm-hmm. It's easy.
It could be a stray dog, or it could be a human being hiding in the bushes for 12 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the amazing part.
So, again, we can hash and rehash. I'd rather have hash browns. But, we could go over this again and again. But there is a problem there. There is a disconnect.
Yeah.
And it would seem, and Joe Biden at least is saying the right things. And even former President Trump admitted, hey, I had a great phone call with Joe. Great. He was very friendly, helpful, whatever. But the bottom line is, do they need to put out an executive order to protect Donald Trump properly? Because they should. They absolutely should. And in fact, and I'm stealing a little of this from Laura last night on Fox News Channel. Laura Ingraham. And she said something like, if they really wanted to so-called tone down the rhetoric, if they really wanted to protect this man, if they really wanted to, or were about unity or anything, they'd have Joe Biden and Trump maybe coming out of the Oval Office together, shaking hands and, saying, hey, the rhetoric's gotten too heated. And, just say on both sides.
Yeah.
And we're going to protect this man, et cetera, et cetera. They could do that, but they won't. They won't do that, but they could, and they should. There's no reasonable excuse. It begs for the conspiratorial thoughts. It begs for it. You didn't cover the perimeter once and a building top, and now here we are a few weeks later, and there was an issue at the perimeter. And I guess it's even more irritating when they're, in some ways, and I hate to say the Secret Service in general, because there's some really super dedicated people. But, for anybody, management, whatever, to take this kind of victory lap, well, we got him. We got him before, he got any shots off. He was never, the president was never in range, whatever. No. That guy should have never been there.
Yeah.
Should have never been there. There's a problem. And he was, I don't know that he was hidden in place for 12 hours. There's some conflicting information. But he was in the general vicinity for sure for about 11 or 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Much of it he had to be kind of hiding. And how lucky, really, they were that the barrel of the gun was sticking out to the point to where it could be seen.
Because really, without the president on the green yet or in line of sight, it wouldn't have to be set up that way.
Exactly.
He could have waited.
Yeah. What if it wasn't extended to where it could be easily visible until the last minute? I mean, look at how close the Crooks kid came on the roof to shooting the president. And he had just been... A cop was like hanging on the top of the roof. Hey, what's going on? He saw the gun. He drops down.
Uh-huh.
The kid was able to get back in his prone position and fire a shot that just missed it. He got 7 rounds off. So, there's really a... I call it a disconnect.
Yeah.
It's... We're just sitting here watching this unfold, and if it's not addressed properly, it's just a matter of time.
Oh, absolutely. You're going to be lucky so many times in a row.
Exactly. And you're going to get somebody that's slightly more skilled, slightly more stealth.
Yep.
All right. We've got other things we're going to talk about as well, I promise.
Oh, good.
The Eagles fans, no trash talking because, right at the end of the game, you lost. Atlanta beat you 22-21, sorry.
Missed it by that much.
And actually, he made the winning field goal for Atlanta. So he didn't miss it. It was Shaquan Barkley that dropped the ball with a 3rd-and-3 or something. Yeah.
And then it went away.
Yeah. All right. A lot more on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.